All right, we'll call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the meeting for public comment. John?
Yeah, your dump truck, is there a minimum bid on that, or?
It was bought off state contract.
Huh?
It was on state contract.
The old truck?
The old truck, oh yeah, I don't know, what do we?
It's on Auction International right now.
Is there a minimum bid?
It wasn't, they started out with $25 and it just keeps going. Now I think it's, as it gets past 25, then it's 100 and 200. When I looked yesterday, it was up to $10,000 something.
What was it now?
It's up to $10,000 something right now.
Oh, it's about $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah, we probably won't accept that bid. It's not what we were expecting.
The other thing is, down here on, I'm on Land Row, what's the one that goes down here by the playground?
Corner Meek?
Was it?
Corner Meek?
Yeah, right there by 203 where the water builds up like this high. If they ditch that down, they'll get rid of it. Winter's coming, it's gonna be icy there. Anybody that makes a right-hand turn is gonna be riding on ice. For a simple fix, they might save somebody a little aggravation with a car.
Hey, Rich, Rich will look into that.
I say the blacktop too, deteriorating and all the other stuff. Other than that, the village is looking pretty good.
All right, thank you very much.
I can't believe the taco place, that place is busy.
Is it? Well, that's good, that's a good thing.
I don't know where they come from.
It's good food too.
All right. Entertain a motion to approve the October minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the October treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, alterations, deletions?
Do we care about the negative balances? We take them at the end, right? At the end of the year, we'll balance them?
Well, we kinda do them as we go along. I mean, this is the first time we're showing up, they're showing up, so usually, we'll probably address them at next month's meeting, any that are on there this month. You know, cause, like I said, they just showed up, so we'll have to make some adjustments from other areas in the budget.
Maybe Wendy didn't do the transfers from last month either. I don't know which accounts they were off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, there was a list that she should've done, so they should've gotten rid of the,
Seems like the same ones.
The same ones from last one, so she didn't do them, so.
So she didn't do them yet.
Well, I have to, yeah, I'll take a look at that and I'll send her an email reminder. And then if there's anything outstanding, we'll address that at next month's meeting. Anything else? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see, correspondence, we don't really have any correspondence. Any old business? What do we got going for old business? We got electric, got the sign, anything going on that?
No.
Nothing there?
Well, I guess the contract, the electrician is still waiting for the work order from National Grid.
Okay, so we're still holding on that?
Just held up. I know when I was waiting for the lights down there in the park, took me a long time.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll be soon.
We're waiting for National Grid.
Hey, they need to do a work order to put in power, a plug or some sort going to the.
Give Larry a call, see if he can.
Remind me, I can make that.
Yeah, jazz them along a little.
You can push that along a little? Oh, good. That'd be nice.
All right, I'll leave that to you then.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can call me.
Remind me, I'll get you, we'll get that taken care of.
All right, great.
All right, so what else do we have cooking? We had, let's see, the sign. I guess that's about it. Let's see, we got a couple things coming up. So we have the, it's on the calendar between now and next meeting, so I'll bring it up now. A week from Sunday, there's a faith community Thanksgiving thing.
Interfaith, yeah.
Interfaith thing. So the village has been asked to do a proclamation. I have a proclamation here. Unfortunately, I am not going to be able to attend that. I'm going to an EMS conference. I'm going to Vital Signs this weekend. So it's a conference of EMS providers throughout the state. So I'm going to quarantine after I finish with that, and that would be right about the time, if I get anything, that's when it's going to show. So I don't really want to go into another group of people at that point. So if anyone would be willing to go and give the proclamation, I can let them know. Guy, you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so this will be the proclamation. We'll do this tonight, and then you just have to read that when they call you, and we'll notify Reverend Ed at Van Campen.
Okay, I'll let him know tomorrow.
That you'll be in there in my stead, so that would be great. Also, we have the tree lighting coming up. December 5th, is it? 5th or 6th? Let's see, so I saw the fire department put something out. It's December 5th. So we're planning on doing the annual tree lighting in the village common, as we have done in the past. We're going to have the bonfire. So, you know, try to get somewhat back to normal.
So
get that on there.
Well, if anybody wants to make cookies, Charlie, you can feel free to bring some.
Okay, I love Lori now.
All right, and let's see. I guess that's all I can.
What's the time on that again?
It's 5 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's
okay.
Pretty sure. So, all right. So, old business. Any new business? Any business? Okay, Thanksgiving proclamation. On Thanksgiving Day, we thank God for the abundant blessings in our lives. As we gather with families and friends to celebrate this season of generosity, hope, and gratitude, we commemorate America's founding traditions of faith, family, and friendship, and give thanks for the principles of freedom, liberty, and democracy that make our country exceptional in the history of the world. The art of giving thanks is one thing that separates man from the animals. To receive a gift and say thank you is one of the noblest things a man can do. There is nothing small or trivial about it. To say thank you is to acknowledge that we have been given something we did not earn and do not deserve. Happy is the person who understands that all of life is a gift of God and that life itself is the ultimate gift. When we can't do anything else, we can always be grateful. As someone once said, if you can't be thankful for what you have received, be thankful for what you have escaped. As our founding fathers recognized their dependence on God and the work of his hand in their lives and this nation, let us again humbly acknowledge God in his protection and provision for us today across the nation and our community. Again this year, as our nation continues to combat the coronavirus pandemic, we have continued together to overcome the challenges facing us. Amid suffering and loss, we are witnessing the remarkable courage and bold, boundless generosity of the American people as they come to the aid of those in need, reflecting the spirit of those first settlers who worked together to meet the needs of their community. First responders, medical professionals, essential workers, neighbors, and countless others have served and sacrificed for their communities, and their prayers and the prayers of our people have once again lifted up our nation, providing comfort, healing, and strength during times of uncertainty. This Thanksgiving, we reaffirm our everlasting gratitude for all that we enjoy, and we commemorate the legacy of generosity bestowed upon us by our forebears. Although challenges remain, we will never yield in our quest to live up to the promise of our heritage. As we gather with our loved ones, we resolve with abiding faith to celebrate the joys of freedom and cherish the hope and peace of a brighter future ahead. Now, therefore, I, Robert W. Valenti, Mayor of the Village of Nassau, in consonance with the joint resolution of Congress approved December 26, 1941, which designates the fourth Thursday in November of each year as Thanksgiving Day, do hereby proclaim Thursday, November 25th, 2021, as a day of Thanksgiving. I urge all members of the Nassau community to make this Thanksgiving not merely a holiday from their labors, but rather a day of contemplation. I ask each family to recount the first Thanksgiving whereby peoples of different nations, races, and religious beliefs came together for the good of their community and impress upon future generations the heritage of this nation, born in toil, in danger, in purpose, and in the conviction that right and justice and freedom can, through man's efforts, preserve and come to fruition with the blessing of God.
Making a motion?
Sure.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by Charlie. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see. 2022 election notice. A notice is hereby given that the general election of the Village of Nassau, County of Rensselaer, State of New York, 12123, will be held at the Village Municipal Building, 40 Malden Street, in said village on the 15th day of March, 2022, and the polls will be opened at noon and close at 9 p.m. The village clerk designates the following offices as vacant at the end of the current official year to be filled for the following terms. Trustee for the term of Gaetano Forte for a term of 4 years. Trustee for the term of Charles Collins for the term of 4 years. The election is open to voters registered with Rensselaer County Board of Elections. The last day to register with the County Board of Elections is Friday, March 4th, 2022.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on the notice? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Refund tax for parcel ID 211.12-5-20, $224 for a duplicate refuse payment.
Make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I make note that all of the reports of departments are in your packets, so you can review those at your leisure. There's a new open meetings provision that's been passed and signed by the governor. Takes effect next week. So that means that, what it says for us is that every meeting that we have, a minimum of 24 hours prior to the start of the meeting, any information that is provided to the board in writing has to be posted on our website. So that's 24 hours in advance.
Okay.
If possible, if you get something that day, obviously it's not gonna be posted 24 hours in advance, but any of these reports or any of the anything that's included in the packet that the board has in front of them needs to be posted on the village website.
Yeah, I'll just scan it and...
Yeah, scan them in.
I mean, it's always been available in the office.
Right, now they have to be posted, officially posted on the website.
Okay, so you want to make a special tab for that for me, Guy, or we'll talk about it?
Yeah, we'll talk.
Like put it on another clerk's thing or something?
Yeah, so that would take effect with next month's meeting and every meeting thereafter. Okay.
Most of get our stuff the day of, so I guess it'll be pretty brief.
Well, you're going to have to, you know, the people that are doing the reports are going to have to get them to you a little bit earlier. Yep, get them to you on Monday. By Monday, so you can get them posted.
They'll do the best they can.
Yep, I'm sure. Any of the trustees have anything they want to bring up?
I don't know, I was going to ask Missy, is anybody, as far as replacement of Craig?
Craig?
Oh, I did put the posting out and I had two people respond to ask some questions and I sent them the criteria. Nobody has submitted their resume yet though. I told them they had till next Friday, so we'll see.
All right.
I just had one thing.
Yep.
It was in the report, but I just want to let everyone, in the police report, I just wanted to let everyone know. We're going to be beginning the outfitting for body armor that we had talked about probably for the last few years. But we got a grant for $2,000. We estimate the cost of getting body armor at $4,000. So it'll pay for half of it, and we have it in the budget to pay for the rest. So, you know, we'll be doing that fairly shortly. So this is different than in the past. We've never issued body armor. We've never paid for it. We relied on the officers to bring their own. And while that works with younger officers and newer officers, because they will go out and buy something that's new, when older officers come, oftentimes they bring their old gear, which is out of date. And, you know, it's kind of like expiration dates with a lot of things. It's good for a while afterwards. But some of them right now are pretty, because they came and they were kind of old then and they've been here for a couple of years and they're really old. So we're going to try to fix that. And
talking about the body armor, not the officer.
No.
Yeah, the body armor. The officers come kind of old sometimes too, but they do a good job. So we're going to try to remedy that. And Dan, officer or Chief Colano, put in for the grant, and we got that. So we have some money to work with.
Good. Awesome. And you got all that stuff I was forwarding. That's all I was forwarding.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep. We're all set.
Good. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up? Okay. Open the floor for public comment prior to paying the bills. John.
One more thing. What happened to the sign up there that's coming in the village with the speed thing on it?
I'm working on it, John. It's my bad. I got the parts for it and I never...
It hasn't been working for quite a while.
I know. I've had the parts for it. I just haven't gotten around to doing it, to fixing it. But we have the parts. We can fix it and we'll try to get it up before the snow falls. We'll try. I can't promise, but I'm going to try. But thank you for reminding me.
If those parts work. I mean, it could be the unit's no good either.
It could be that the unit's
no good.
I mean,
we're going to try our best.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to guarantee it, but...
Right.
That's what
we don't know. The unit
They diagnosed that. It as that, you know, with the over-the-phone kind of thing. So, we'll see.
Anything else, John? Okay. Pay bills numbers 169 through 204 in the amount of $20,212.04 in the general fund and $622.44 in the water fund and $3,313.74 paid outside of abstract.
Motion
by Guy, second. Rich, was it?
Yeah.
Did you second it? Yeah, Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Take a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia. We are adjourned.